Hello, everybody. This is Gerald Celente, and it's Wednesday, June 5th. And once again, you know, we have with us one of a kind, nobody else out there like him, Judge Andrew Napolitano. When it comes to the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, and the Bill of Wrongs, Judge Napolitano is the man that knows all about it. And he doesn't just BS about it. He puts the facts in about it. And it's so sad, Judge. Thanks for being on every week. Sure. But what you write each week is it's the robbery of our freedom in front of everybody's eyes. And your article is coming out tomorrow. It's not only robbing us of our freedom, it's killing us and killing the world. And it's called War and Indifference. Which is more destructive to personal liberty? A government that engages in secret wars, or a public and news media that are indifferent to it? In the current American toxic stew of anti-Russian hatred and beating of war drums, in President Joe Biden's America, we have both.
Well, we do have both. The reason I call it a secret war is because American troops are already on the ground, and from other sources, I believe, American troops are about to be mobilized. Has the Congress declared war on Russia? No. Can the Congress declare war on Russia? No. Russia poses no military threat to the United States. We pose a military threat to Russia because the president has authorized the Ukrainians to use American long-range offensive missiles to strike inside of Russia. Can Congress fund a war, and can the president wage a war that hasn't been declared? No, I'm not making this up. This is what the Constitution says, but that's where we are today. Now, I know you want to talk about Scott Ritter, but here's what Ritter explained to me, not about his own instance, but about how these weapons work. The weapons that we have given them are so sophisticated that they require an electronic download from a satellite. In order to access the satellite, you have to use codes. In order to use those codes, you need an American top secret security clearance, which the Americans are not going to give to the Ukrainians. Therefore, we know that Americans are involved in downloading the data from the satellite and in aiming the weapon at Russian territory. Then, to save face, they bring a Ukrainian guy over and they say, you see that button there? Press that button. That's the equivalent of a trigger. And who do they think they're lying to? These are Americans aiming at and attempting to kill Russians in Russia. Don't they expect some kind of response from Putin and company? You can't make this up.
You know, you go back that clown that plays our Secretary of Defense, Lloyd Austin. He admitted many, many months ago, probably well over a year ago, that there were American intelligence or American some kind of word he used, because we wanted to make sure that the weapons we were sent over there, you know, weren't mishandled or stolen or some baloney like that. But just like you're saying, they had to show them how to use them. And America is at war with Russia. It's not a proxy war. They're an accessory to the crime. If I asked you to give me a gun to kill the guy next door and you gave me the gun, you're an accessory to the crime.
Precisely. Precisely. And the same thing can be said with respect to Gaza, where Prime Minister Netanyahu is being charged. They haven't accepted the charge or issued the arrest warrant yet for a war crime. Who's paying for the war crimes? Joe Biden, Lloyd Austin, Tony Blinken, Jake Sullivan, the Biden administration hierarchy. And under the law, it's very, very clear. Those who fund war crimes are as culpable criminally as those who actually perpetrate them. Well, look, they're charging Netanyahu. He's not pulling the trigger. He's instructing and ordering soldiers to do it. So he's liable, and Joe Biden is liable.
You know, it's hardly the Gaza war, the genocidal war, is hardly making the American media news anymore.
I know.
If you go to the cartoon news network, CNN, and others, it's barely reported. Did you know, did P. Diddy, did Taylor Swift get you lately? You know, it's just stupid crap.
Right.
And they're not reporting on this massacre that's going on in front of everybody's eyes.
Right.
All to see.
But they will report when the war criminal in chief speaks to a joint session of Congress. One member of Congress says he's not showing. You know who it is? You and I don't agree with, barely agree with him on anything. Bernie Sanders. Bernie Sanders says publicly, Bibi Netanyahu is a war criminal. I'm not showing up. How many of the others will show up and will laud him? And I wonder if this character, this Republican congressman from Florida, Brian Mast, M-A-S-T, is going to show up in an IDF uniform.
Yeah, he's a former IDF guy, right?
I know he's a former American guy, and in fairness to him, and I feel sorry for him, he lost both of his legs. He has no legs below his knees, but he does wear this IDF uniform. I don't know if he's also a former IDF guy. I don't know if you can be in Congress and have dual citizenship. I'm not sure how it works. I should understand how it works, but I'm going to guess because he does wear that uniform in the halls of Congress, he'll wear it when Netanyahu is there.
And they're bringing that, like that war criminal to the United States. Everybody will be applauding him like they all applauded. What's his name? That little guy that played the piano with his penis when he was a sitcom actor.
Oh, Zelensky.
Yeah. This is the America that's degraded in front of our eyes, and it's just so disgusting. You know, this article you have here is so important. You said, what's Biden's goal? Talking about what's going on in Russia. And in the Ukraine war, is it the explosion of Russian troops from Russian-speaking Ukraine, and even from historically Russian Crimea, or is it the expulsion of Russian President Vladimir Putin from office? The White House can't or won't be precise on this because none of these goals is militarily attainable, moral, or constitutional.
Correct. What business is it of ours who the president of Russia is? What business is it of ours? This dispute, I mean, this part of Russia that they call Ukraine has been Russian since Catherine the Great was the Tsarina of Russia. And that's before the American Revolution. That's how long this border dispute has been going on. There is zero American national security interest in the outcome of this. Oh, what does the U.S. want? It wants Ukraine to be in NATO. It wants to be able to put offensive weapons in Ukraine aimed at Moscow. Well, could you imagine if the Chinese wanted to put offensive weapons in Mexico aimed at Dallas or Chicago? How would we react?
Yeah. Well, the Russians up in Canada with missiles aimed at us.
Correct. And same again, reaction. You'd expect
people have
the same
no
reaction.
Idea of the deal that was made with Gorbachev and Bush Sr. that, quote, when they broke up the Soviet Union, quote, NATO would not move one inch further.
Correct. You know who violated that deal? Clinton. Clinton began the inexorable move of NATO eastward, eastward, eastward.
Yep. Oh, he's a little warmongering freak. Every time
he used war to extricate himself from his own tawdry domestic problems. Remember the famous or infamous grand jury interrogation, which he foolishly agreed to allow to be televised. Later that night, he bombed a pharmaceutical plant in Kosovo, killed a couple of janitors that were working at night in an effort to get his testimony off the front pages the next day.
Yep. As I said, every time his bombs away over Baghdad, every time he got caught with his pants down. Now, what a murderous bastard. But again, going back to what you're writing over here, is that it's one president after another just keeps taking our nation to war. And you write about this, but and I just said, you know, that You said, but Biden is the first American president to use CIA attacks, blah, 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 blah. It isn't mysterious the German authorities have been silent about the attack. And where is the mainstream American media? My guess, you're talking about that they won't bring a guy like Seymour Hersh on because he would embarrass the Germans and the Americans. You say the press is the eyes and ears of the public. But if the press is coward or is in bed with the government, who will expose the government when it fights secret wars? Where are the members of Congress? Where is the public outrage? I call them prostitutes, media whores that get paid to put out by their corporate pimps and their government whoremasters. Journalism is dead. Yeah. This is the toilet paper record. They call themselves the paper record, the New York Times. $6 for the weekend edition. This is the business section. Look at this stupid picture. One big picture after another. Big, you know why? Because they have no reporters that are reporting anything of importance and only putting down and selling a lot of stupid garbage. So you're asking about the press? How about this? The Wall Street Journal, weekend edition, $6. See that picture? In Florida's heat, a fountain of youth. I'm paying $6 for this thing to get data, economic data. There is no media anymore. It's gone. Bill Clinton, 1996 Federal Communications Act, destroyed the media when he allowed the bigs to buy up everything. And now you have six companies that control some 92% of the media.
Wow. And they're monolithic in their support of the slaughter in Gaza and the utter feudal war in Ukraine. Yesterday, I asked, or 2 days ago, I asked Colonel McGregor and Scott Ritter if they know of any serious military thinker in the government or out who actually believes that Ukraine can stop the Russians. And they both said, no, we don't know. We know people who are afraid to say what they think because they're still in the government. And we know people who are afraid to say what they think because of who they work for, CNN or whoever, even Fox. But we don't know anybody who honestly, intellectually believes that Ukraine can stop the Russians. Meaning this money is a waste. I added it up, Gerald, in that column. It's up to $175 billion with a B.
As our country's rotting in front of our eyes.
Last night, I got a text from two friends, husband and wife. I won't mention their name or the name of their son. And they said, we just learned that so-and-so, our son, and his unit and his battalion, that's a few thousand troops, are preparing to be deployed to Eastern Europe. Ugh. Fortunately, our son has approval to retire, and he will retire very soon. Thanks be to God. Just thought you'd want to know. So has the Defense Department told troops to get ready to move to Eastern Europe for what? There's a place in Poland where all of the American equipment goes first. It's checked out. It's put together because sometimes it's shipped over, not fully assembled. There's a lot of Americans there. There's a lot of NATO there. When something breaks down, they bring it there to be repaired. The Russians know exactly what this is and where it is, and it's right in their crosshairs, and they will begin by destroying it.
You're right. The CIA's lawless, immoral, constitution be damned, murderous culture, and the willingness of every American president since Harry Truman to cover for it has given post-World War II presidents a secret personal army, which all have used to destroy and kill. Think about this. to destroy and kill. These are murderers. Just because they have a name like a president makes them no different than the Bloods or the Crips. They're murderous people. These are evil, demonic people that kill innocent people for no other reason than their deranged, demonic mentality.
It's terrible that people like that get elected president. I know there are good parts and bad parts to Trump, but Trump told the Supreme Court that he should be able to kill people with impunity, whoever he wanted, whether a military target or not. His lawyer actually said to the court, in response to a question from the court, if the president ordered SEAL Team 6 to kill a political adversary, would the president be immune from prosecution? The lawyer answered yes. Now, that lawyer has been mocked by the entire legal community since he said that, but that's the argument. I can't imagine the court's going to go along with it. But to your point, something happens to them when they get this kind of power, and this is the attitude that they have. General Soleimani, he's going to lunch in Baghdad. Kill him. He's Iranian. Muammar Gaddafi. Oh, we gotta put one of our people in there. Use the CIA to bomb Libya. Then I won't have to report it under the War Powers resolution, and hopefully Gaddafi will get killed. This is their attitude.
That's just what I'm saying. If this wasn't a person that was a quote president, and they were committing this kind of murder, everybody would be outraged.
Correct. Correct.
But this is evil, demonic people that are committing murder in front of everybody's eyes for all to see. Oh, and by the way, peace is a dirty word. You're not allowed to talk about peace. Only killing.
Remember Mitt Romney and Richard Blumenthal, two U.S. senators, said Ukraine is the best deal you could want. We are killing Russians, and no Americans are getting killed. Killing Russians. Killing human beings.
That's what I'm saying. The evilness is hidden because of the political cover. This is a human being. These are evil human beings. But they're covered up because it's a political system. If you were to commit these acts, they'd have us in jail.
Of course.
But there are politicians could murder and kill and steal all they want and get away with it.
Why the American public puts up with this and why the press covers up for it is beyond me.
Again, you know, it. Look what George Bush did. You talked about with Scott Ritter. Everybody should see that that when Clown Joe Biden went after Ritter, when Ritter said there were no weapons of mass destruction in Iraq, how he was ridiculed. This is a guy that was on the other side, a real fighter, and he's seen the terribleness of it, and look how he's being attacked. What just happened to him? He was going to a major economic conference in St. Petersburg. They pull him off the airplane and stole his passport.
Correct.
What Correct. Crime did he commit?
None.
But you could murder people. That's okay. But go. So what's going on with this?
Well, I don't know. I mean, he has to, unfortunately, sue the State Department in federal court. They didn't identify themselves. They didn't give him a receipt. You know, even when the government breaks your door down at 5 a.m. and searches your property, believe it or not, they have to give you a receipt for what they take. They didn't even give him a receipt. He doesn't even know who they were, other than that he recognized the uniforms. They were dressed in SWAT team, SWAT gear, like they were going to engage in some sort of violent action. They had heavy arms with them. And they said, the State Department has ordered us to take this from me. He said, why? Who? And I said, we don't know. Our boss just sent us here. We had nothing against you, Mr. Ritter. One of them was an ex-Marine that he even bonded with somewhat. So now he has to commence an action to get that passport back. But the more important question is why? Was this a law enforcement procedure? Was this a intelligence community procedure? Was this stifling his free speech? Yes. Did this violate his protection against unusual, unwarranted searches and seizures guaranteed by the Fourth Amendment? Yes. Did this interfere with his freedom of travel profoundly? I can think of just these three constitutional violations off the top of my head without even knowing any more of the facts.
And you were going to go to there as well, weren't you?
Yes. I was going to be on the same plane. He called me in the morning and said, our host has been arrested in Russia and we're canceling the trip. Then he changed his mind, decided to go anyway to help the host, who was a longtime friend of his. The arrest is over some local dispute, which totally caught the Putin administration by surprise.
And of course, they went after Ritter because he's for peace.
Right.
He's totally against these wars.
So are we.
Oh, totally. And again, you're blacklisted if you're for peace. Could you imagine, Judge, if the billionaires put $1 billion each for a peace movement? We'd have peace tomorrow.
Right, right.
Not well, a penny.
Most of those billionaires own stock in the defense industry, so they're in favor of war.
And an article just came out just before we came on that the richest people got even richer, you know. And so they're getting the top. Again, it was one of our covers of the Trends Journal that all we are plantation workers of Slavelandia, and it's robber barons 2.0.
Right.
And there it is. There's your cover.
Wow.
Yep. And of course, this week's cover also says it about Biden, bullshit. Biden's red line in Rafah is a red carpet for Netanyahu.
Very clever. Very, very clever.
It's so sad what's going on.
Yeah. You might as well, you probably didn't know this when you crafted the cover, but you might as well extend that red carpet all the way across the Atlantic right to the floor of the House of Representatives, which is where he will be to address a nationally televised, warmly, in fact, wildly received speech.
Yeah. Listen, everybody, the judge has people like Scott Ritter, one after another, Mr. Sachs, one great freedom-loving, intelligent person that only speaks the facts. They don't give you, quote, opinions. So you want to go to Judging Freedom. And we need our freedom now. If we don't unite, it's finished. You know, more and more people, Scott Ritter among them, have been saying what I've been forecasting since the Ukraine war, that we're on World War III's already begun. And they're just escalating it. And there's going to be a nuclear attack. And that's going to be the end of life on Earth. It's just going to keep escalating if we don't have peace. That's the way I see it. And as you wrote in your article at the near the end of it, you said that Joe Biden really wants war to fortify his weak presidential stewardship. And as you know what I keep saying, when all else fails, they take you to war.
Yes. Yes. But if he involves American troops in a useless, fruitless war, particularly without a great national debate, and particularly without a declaration of war, it'll just be reprehensible. I don't think it will help his election campaign, but I'm not a Democratic strategist. I don't think the way they do.
Oh, it will. It will. Because you could look at, I had an article here that I pulled out from 2001 about how George Bush's ratings soared when the war on terror began. Over 90% of the people supported the United States attack of Afghanistan.
Well, that really helped kept us free, that attack, didn't it?
Yeah, and it was so effective. I mean, another lost war. And again, what preceded 9/11, the dot-com bust. And little Georgie Bush's ratings were going down the toilet, where he should be flushed down anyway. So no, the people will follow, Judge. They'll do something like, you know, American troops were slaughtered innocently, minding their own business, or something like that.
Yeah.
Or there was an attack in San Francisco, whatever. They'll make something up. Again, you've talked about this many times before following the Great Depression. What was it? World War II. And 80% of Americans were opposed to the getting involved in World War II as it was raging already in Europe until they bombed Pearl Harbor.
Right.
And again, people have no idea why they bombed Pearl Harbor.
Well, they bombed Pearl Harbor because FDR manipulated them into it and knew exactly when and where it was going to happen so as to change the public mind, which on December 6, 1941, was 80% against entering the war. And on December 8, 1941, was 80% in favor of entering the war.
And again, because you mentioned this, I Googled up FDR seizes Japanese assets. You Google it up, it comes to History Today. In July of 1941, President Franklin Roosevelt seized all Japanese assets. And along with the British and the Dutch, they cut off 2/3 of Japanese export trade and 88% of their imported oil. They only import 100%.
Wow.
Can't understand why they bombed Pearl Harbor.
Right.
I didn't know this until you started talking about this. And they're going to do the same thing with Ukraine.
Correct. Correct.
And maybe Israel.
Correct. And maybe a false flag.
Exactly. Yeah. So we have to unite for peace, Judge. Thank you for all that you're doing. And we'll see you next week. And don't forget, judging freedom, because the judge is the man about life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Thank you.
Thank you, Gerald.